Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty. If you are considering a move to or within the Blue Water area, please reach out to discuss your housing needs. Call 810-650-6255. Again, that is 810-650-6255. Thank you.
All right, on this Wednesday morning, September 3rd, we mentioned last hour that September is National Suicide Prevention Month. Want to talk a little bit more about that with the Medical Director of Behavioral Health at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, Dr. William Beecroft. Dr. Beecroft, good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for the time today.
Yeah, I appreciate your time and you joining us because it's such an important topic and one that is not easy to talk about. For years, people really didn't talk about it, but I feel like we are beginning to lift some of the stigma and talk more about suicide, aren't we?
I think as a society, we really are. People are looking at mental health issues much more commonly and being able to talk about that. I mean, you have celebrities that are coming out and advocating for this sort of thing. That's really helpful to be able to get the general population kind of thinking about, you know, what's going on. And suicide is one of those aspects that can be a bad outcome of not talking about things.
Of course, suicidal ideation looks different for everybody who experiences. A lot of us can't even imagine what it would be like. There are a lot of people who live with it on a regular basis. What is the difference between passive and active suicidal ideation?
Active is where you actually start implementing a plan. I think that's really the really core crux of when you're tipping the balance between thinking about it, which is a very common thing to happen. There's statistics that about 4.6% of the population, 10.6 million people, adults, think about this in each year. So this is a fairly common thought that people have. We have music, we have people talking about it, we have stories, we have vignettes about people that are thinking about suicide or have attempted suicide in the media. Mm-hmm. So people think about it that way. But where it turns the corner into thinking about how could I do this? How could I accomplish this? Doing research on the internet. How do you kill yourself? You know, that's what we're talking about, is killing yourself. This is where it turns to the point that you probably at that point are in trouble and need to get some help soon.
What are some of the causes and risk factors of suicide?
Well, people think that if you're depressed, you're at risk of suicide, and you are. Depression is not without its consequences itself. But you don't have to be depressed. Something that can happen to you that tips your world over, say you get a divorce notice or a foreclosure or you lose your job or something bad happens to you. People can just think about, I might as well end my life at this point. And that is kind of out of the blue. But the other risk factors are a family history of suicide, even attempts, not a successful suicide, but an attempt. You know, those are things that would be risk factors, depression, severe anxiety disorders, post-traumatic stress disorder. So we've seen this with our military, people coming back from war zones or even places that aren't necessarily active war zones, but they've seen some pretty terrible things. That can also put people at risk.
Is there a particular segment of the population that's more at risk than others, an age group or a gender or a race, anything like that, anything that where you point to one group and say they are more at risk than others?
Well, the most high risk is single white males over 70. They have a risk factor of 40 successful suicides per 100,000 people. Kids, on the other hand, have gone up substantially, and that's the other big group that has really kind of emerged in the last 10 years or so. And we are in the midst of a suicide epidemic with our children, which is really bad as a society, but also very troubling.
It really is. What are some things parents should be looking for in their kids as perhaps a warning sign that their children are in danger of committing suicide?
A change in personality. If they were outgoing, they become now socially isolated. Social isolation is a big a big issue. Focusing on social media, you know, we have a lot of social media bullying that goes on that has pushed people that way. This issue of emerging chat GPT, you know, if they start staying online a lot and talking to a avatar, you know, that might be a real significant reason to have a sit down and talk with them, that kind of thing. Doing poorly in school, grades falling, maybe using substances that they never would use before. Cannabis especially is relatively easily available for kids. We don't think so, but it really is. Alcohol also is a chemical depressant that really can add to someone's despondency and sadness, isolation.
What kind of steps should somebody take if they themselves are considering suicide or if they know somebody that they think is in danger of suicide?
Well, being able to reach out and get some help. And you have a really great resource in St. Clair County. The local community mental health center is a specialized program called a Certified Community Behavioral Health Clinic. And they have crisis services available 24/7, a mobile crisis team. And I got this off of Google, the internet, but I also know about it in the community that I work in too. This is where a person can come out to a school, home, a mall, by the lake. They can come out to wherever the person is. It's a trained master's level provider or a provider that's specialized in psychology, behavioral health services. And I say behavioral health intentionally because it also can be for substance use disorder as well. We know that people that use substances, their impulsivity goes up and they could hurt themselves intentionally or even not intentionally. They also have mobile crisis, as I said, but they also have psychiatric urgent care, which is available on a walk-in basis or by telephone right there in your own county. And it's available to any person in the county. It doesn't have to be insured, uninsured, Medicaid, Medicare, whatever you have or don't have, you can be able to access these services. Also, 988 is a phone number that is available 24/7, 365. To be able to talk to someone, and they can get you referred to a service locally for you.
And that 988
doctor would be another alternative.
Sure,
too. Sorry.
Sure. No, I was just going to say that 988 number has really proven to be effective too in the just the few years that it's been available, hasn't it?
Oh, it absolutely has. The statistics are just amazing. The decrease in the suicide rate across the country, let alone in Michigan. Has been substantial with 988 coming on board.
Well, really important stuff for us to focus on during September, which is National Suicide Prevention Month, but anytime it's definitely worth talking about. Dr. Beecroft, I appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the time, and I appreciate the concern about this important issue.
Absolutely. Take care. Bye-bye.